You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Boy, you got to be strong to come back after a big public humiliation. And now I'm talking about at a basketball game. By the way, the tournament starts officially today. The first four, as they're calling it now. You know, you got to label everything. You know, they're the play-in games. Thursday is when it just breaks loose with every basketball team in the world playing. But this was a basketball game not long ago this year. And the confetti started coming down. The only problem was there was over 17 minutes left in the game. It's gay. So the crowd was, you know, and here it came coming down.
Confetti falling right now. Confetti is falling on the floor. They're going to have to stop playing. We can't see our notes. The players can't work on this court. Whoa. Confetti is everywhere.
He's apparently the ones that were really upset were the announcers on TV, I guess. But, you know, probably nobody knows who did it, you know. But I imagine somebody came running in. You ever had a situation like that happen? Well, I have to tell you about that. It happened on Saturday night. Not that long ago with me. I'll tell you about it coming up.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Wren Collective. Yeah, I thought they were... one lady came out of the theater, UPAC there. She goes... I said something. You guys got to have a sign. Caesar. She said, yeah, I'm not sitting in it much. But we got, everybody was like, not getting a chance to sit in it much. But we got the seats. Boy, they did a lot of moving around. And even the lead singer, Chris Llewellyn, at one point he said, you know, we're not getting any older. I mean, younger. Anyway, so the funny story about it kind of reminded me of this, the pushing the button to release the confetti with 17 minutes left in the game a little bit early. You know, but you gotta admit that was funny. And then you're like, I guarantee you somebody was running to that post really fast. Let's go, you know. And then what do you do when the game's over and they have a winner? You know, it was last weekend. It was one of those conference championships where you win, all the confetti comes down. It's like, well, I got three left. Okay, stringers. Anyway. So we went to UPAC, Corrine and I did, took my car, had all the stuff in it to take in, set up for the table and everything so we could greet you, all that as you came in, and we use a side door, okay? You don't pay much attention to it going in. The crew was outside, and, you know, we parked in a little parking lot right beside the theater. And so they get the door open for us, some of the people that work there, and we go in, and we're not paying that much attention to it, and had to go back to the car later. So, in fact, I had to go get Corrine's pocketbook. Would you go get my pocketbook, please? Okay, sure. So I looked at the door, and there's signs above it that say, emergency only, alarm will sound. You've seen those, right? And I'm like, well, I know we came in this door. Right? So, that's my thinking. So, I open the door. I'm like, oh, okay, it's good. No, I didn't hear anything. You know, it's all good. Okay. But the problem is I can't get back in. If I go out and it shuts, I can't open the door. So, I say, Corrine, you got to hold the door here. So, I went out. I mean, how long did it take? 30 seconds. I went right out to my car, got it, came in. And by the time I got back, there was a crew from upstairs. Well, there was a couple of people from the office. They were there, and they weren't real happy because there is indeed an alarm. You don't hear it because it sounds upstairs in the office, and that I do know. And she said, we will not be using this door anymore, will we? No, ma'am.
You didn't see anything.
Oh, boy.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I got to give a shout out, if you will, to, and this is Women's History Month. And so, I mean, what better month than give a shout out to a woman and honor Mildred Faye Jefferson. It was the first black woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School. That was in 1951. Quite a person. Mildred Faye Jefferson, and I can say that because as a Christian doctor, she advocated for preborn babies, okay? 1950s, she was already pregnant. 50s and the 60s. And she probably had no idea that it was going to be an advocation that would be needed so strongly. She actually helped found National Right to Life Committee and served three terms as the president. Mildred Faye Jefferson, shout out from Cup of Joe Morning Show, just for you.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Good morning.
Tell you about one of the craziest missionary stories that I've heard.
Hi.
Robert Germain Thomas. This guy was a Welsh missionary. He went to Korea, wanted to bring Bibles to Korea. But when he got there, people were very hostile, and they killed him and everybody on the ship. But there was a government official who found his Bibles, and he thought they would make great wallpaper. So he took the Bibles home, and he wallpapered his house with the scriptures. And every day he would look at them and begin to read them. And one day he became a Christian. Well, word got out that there was this house with these interesting writings on it. People began to come to his house and read the scriptures that were on his wall, and they would get saved. And eventually a revival broke out in that city, and many churches were planted as a result of this one man who wallpapered his house with the scriptures. Isn't that a crazy story?
God works in mysterious ways. And I was stunned to realize not all that long ago that Korea used to be basically was known as a Christian nation. There was no North South Korea. It was a Christian nation. It's pretty astounding.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Today, Charles Morris on Haven talking about a YouTube site. Yeah, I just found out he's talking about that on Haven, talking about the 20 questions with Mike Winger. He didn't really name the YouTube channel, but I think it's 20 questions with Mike Winger. But I just went on YouTube and searched for Mike Winger and came up with him. And it's pretty fascinating. Like one of them, it shows Ricky Gervais is on Late Night Show. He's talking about how, you know, well, you could take all the religious books in the world, you get rid of them in 1,000 years, what make any difference, you know, and all that. But scientific books, you know, would be different. So Mike's like, well, that's not really true. First of all, you're talking about something that's spiritual. Okay, it's not in the dirt. And also, if it wasn't for people believing in God, a God that loved them and wanted to know them and save them, science wouldn't even be here, probably. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, what? Because people believed that there was an order to things in created things, living things, things that were created had an order to them. And since they believed that and started looking into the creation, we have, radio waves. How didn't we ever discover that they were invisible? I don't even want to get into it. Anyway, Mike Winger's the guy. 20 questions with Mike Winger. It is actually pretty cool. But there's interesting things, right? People are always trying to throw this at you. But remember, they're not your enemy. The devil's your enemy, okay? That, make no mistake about that. His job is to keep you out of heaven. That's what he wants to do. Or, you know, or think you're not going to heaven if you're saved. So, there was people talking about the resurrection. Well, we're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. A big deal. Some people say, no, it's not that big a deal, really. I said, what? Well, I mean, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, so people could be raised from the dead, right? So that's the argument. It's like, but that's not the whole thing. It's how you look at it. It's who was raised from the dead. William Lane explains this. You'll never forget this. You'll always be, if somebody ever says, well, it wasn't that big a deal raising him from the dead, you know, listen to William Lane, okay?
And the resurrection of Jesus is not just the resurrection of any old body. It's the resurrection of the man who claimed to be Messiah, Son of God, and Son of Man, and who was crucified for those allegedly blasphemous claims. If God has raised this man from the dead, then he has, I think, unequivocally and publicly vindicated those allegedly blasphemous claims.
The sound of life.
So I love these tearjerkers, right? My favorite is the person, the family member that's in the military, and they're home on leave early. and they go surprise their child, like at the basketball game or some student event, you know, right in front of everybody, and the child least expecting mom or dad to be home early, and there it is, and it's like, come on, really? You know? But this one may take the cake. 2-year-old girl has been blind since birth. So right away, you know, and they're in a clinic, and she's got big bandages over her eyes, and the clinician is taking them off very carefully. I don't know what they did. I have no idea. It was just a family member. She's sitting there in mom's lap, and she takes them off. And I would imagine it would be a lot like that when Jesus healed somebody. I don't think you know, you don't right away. You've never seen anything before. You don't right away just pop your eyes open knowing what to expect. You know, she just kind of kept her eyes closed for a few seconds. She was just, and I think the mom was a little concerned, like, well, what do I do? Turns out she had a little runny nose. She had to have some assistance in blowing her nose. And then I think she just kind of inadvertently opened her eyes. She's out of habit, opened her eyes. And then it was like, can you even imagine? Something else? Really? So she was pretty enamored by the colors of the doll and around her and stuff. It was pretty neat. And then I kind of took it to another level. I thought, can you imagine us? We're going to open our eyes in a celestial home one day that Jesus made for you and I. And we'd probably be that, like that little child looking at that pink doll going, wow.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.